Proclamation number 8267 of 8th of September, 1962. Trust in God's guidance. Entrust yourselves to me with complete faith and know that I know all your thoughts. But that I also arrange everything in such a way that it is a blessing for yourselves and your fellow human beings. Therefore you don't need to worry yourselves, for in my wisdom I recognize the effect of every happening. But I also know how few people fully commit themselves to a spiritual task, and since I don't force anyone, so I wait patiently until a person offers himself to me of his own accord, to whom I can then assign his task. But for the time being your task consists of giving your fellow human beings the opportunity to take notice of my word. By letting me speak to you and spreading this word of mine, it will ignite many a heart and also inspire them to work in the vineyard. However, it will always be a small-scale work until a greater action can be undertaken through the will of people who offer themselves to me for service. You should only believe that you can trustingly place everything into your Father's hands. And time and again I strengthen this faith in you by addressing you in an unusual way, by responding to your thoughts and obviously sending you the answer. Yet you are all still weak in faith and anxious about it, and you worry, which is entirely unjustified. Because I know about everything and no thought remains hidden from me. And it is your body which still has to bear the discomfort because it is necessary. For all suffering shall help the soul to crystallize and become capable of ever stronger light absorption. Yet I will also give strength to this body to persevere as long as I need your cooperation on earth. And time and again I tell you that a bright light is necessary in the darkness which covers the earth. And that I myself will ensure that this light is not extinguished, because I know my children who desire light and whom I therefore will not let walk in darkness. Your mission is so important that you will truly be protected in every way, that this mission will not be interrupted as long as you want to carry it out yourselves. Consider, however, how wrongly humanity thinks and walks completely in error. Consider that there is a way out of this error. If the eternal truth itself teaches people, and if you enable me to give this direct instruction, you can also be certain that you will not request my strength in vain, that it will flow through you in every contact with me, even if you don't physically feel it. But the soul receives what it needs and can therefore distribute it abundantly to its fellow human beings. There is only one thing you should not forget, that everything comes from me, that I know everything and also send you what you need at the right hour. Be it earthly or spiritual needs, for you are in my service, and as a faithful father of the house I take care of my servants. But you are also my children who are fatherly cared for by me in love. For this is why I reveal myself to you, so that you recognize me in my nature and also give me your love, because only love can unite us. But love also trusts, and I will truly not disappoint you either. Amen.